Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio information and entertainment. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want.
Somehow I feel like
they... Why are we fucking going through all this fucking nonsense?
That's just the opening. You have to actually tell them about the other stuff, too.
Why are we going through all these fucking ads? Building great ads and everything. This is all we can do. Hey, get out of here.
I guess, I guess we could.
This is the only good time I have during the week. I don't want to get out of here.
Well, I put on my voice.
Yeah, you did good.
You know what that means? Where I come from? Oh!
How does that happen?
How's my mother drop?
Yes.
Awkwardly? Unsanctioned?
Nothing against you, but...
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all.
Come on. If it was me, you'd do it.
Her?
But how the fuck... Tell him, Steve Dave.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Tell 'em Steve Dave. Everybody who's anybody is back at the table.
Woo!
That's right. No more Space Monkey stuff.
No.
No more Sunday Jeff and Ming filling in. It's the core three.
People might miss Sunday Jeff, though.
After last week, I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
He didn't do any of his homework, and he was kind of belligerent.
Sounds
awesome. How did that not work out?
He reminds me of that student in your class, right? Like, there was always, like, one kid who was just like, do the homework. I don't care.
It was usually me.
And, like, Walt's like the teacher, you know? It was just like, well, I told you. Like I told you in advance. Yeah, he didn't want to hear it. He brought in a boring topic, too. He's like, how are the pyramids made? So yeah, we did overkill last week. You were in
London,
foggy London.
Well, yeah, England.
How'd that work out?
It was great. You know, I mean, where it's unfortunately
very, very disappointed you didn't get to squeeze Lucy Muckini's boob for me.
Half as disappointed as I was. Unfortunately, Lucy had a death in the family and had to leave.
So that would have been even better if you showed up at the funeral and you just not like, honk.
I got to see Frankie for a little bit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and got to see Declan and got to see a bunch of the ants. But it was work almost as much. I didn't get to see London.
Yeah.
We got a fucking four-hour break one day during the day, and Sal is like – let's go see, because Sal and I, when we go there, we like to go see like West End like shows. Like we saw Book of Mormon last time. We saw Let the Right One In, that vampire one. I know you can say it. Go ahead. But we like to be like
– You guys like your show too.
Yeah. Right? You know?
Let the right one in to the bathroom.
No, that was just a play. That was just a
play. Is this something you guys only do over across the pond? Or you guys
– No.
Where they're not fucking you're not recognized. They can't do it in New York anymore.
We'll do it. Here we went last week, but here what we like to do is like go to a bar, get drunk, and then pick one at random, like hopefully a bad one,
right,
and go and drunk and watch it and like have fun. We like to do that sometimes.
Do you guys have those like binoculars on sticks?
No. It's real low rent. Like we're the guys that show up in hoodies, what I mean, and like cons and shit like that. So he was like, hey man, like what do you want to go see one? And I was like, all right, I'll go. We can't drink because we got a show that night, but I'll go with you. So he picked.
Whoa! You can't drink because you have a show that night.
Yeah.
You don't get a little.
I don't drink with shows anymore. I haven't for like 2 years.
Well, I was on a boat with you.
Well, not space monkeys. Space monkeys
in all fairness, I was drinking too.
All these space monkeys, you know, that doesn't apply
space
to
monkeys, space anything monkeys. Anything
good. Yeah.
We have 15 people on stage.
Yeah. Space monkeys is different.
I got to tell you real quick, Hugh. Space monkeys, I have not this week.
Yeah.
But I the next Tell Them Steve Dave, I have a special surprise for you.
Really?
One of the two stories written, the IJ porn, the girl contacted me.
Oh.
The author, who was shocked to hear her.
Really?
Material. Yes. And she said she was ashamed and embarrassed.
Why?
That's what I said. I was like,
you
crazy?
Oh, that's not what we wanted her to feel.
I said, do not apologize. I said, I was like, you know I live for that shit. You know that as soon as I heard it, I was like, this is great. I put my my correspondent on finding the other person, Kelly LaJoyce. All she could get was his screen name, which was Gayness69.
Oh, a dude was writing?
A dude, which I told her, I said, that never occurred to me that it might be – I don't know why. I don't know why it never occurred to me that a gay dude might be writing some IJ fan fiction.
It makes does make sense when you say it.
Right?
Like that a gay dude would do it. Yeah, good. I welcome that.
Gayness69.
Oh.
Don't be shy.
Yeah.
I mean, what a perfect name. Gayness69. Like, I almost thought you made it up. so we'll be having her on, and I want to get inside her mind and kind of.
Does she live close enough? She can come to the studio.
You could have met her when you were in the UK.
Oh,
yeah. No, she's gonna Skype in.
Okay,
figure out how the fuck to do that.
Well, that's great.
But so you guys went to
to go see Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, which
that's a Broadway show. Or,
it's over there. It is. Yeah. And
is it based on that movie?
It's based on the book. There's only one song from the movie, and that's the Pure Imagination.
Not the Oompa Loompa.
No, and it's directed by Sam Mendes, who did American Beauty.
American Beauty, yeah.
And he did some James Bond movies.
He's married to what's her name? The British actress.
Hold on.
She was an extra. She's funny. She has a good sense of humor.
Right. It's fucking
the Titanic girl.
Oh, he's married to her?
Yeah, right.
Oh,
Kate Winslet.
I didn't know that. So yeah, he did the last two James Bond movies. He did American
He did Spectre?
He did Spectre.
And he's directing
He did Skyfall. He's
directing Place.
Yeah. Revolutionary Road
American
he did.
Drunkards show up. They're like, fuck a chocolate factory. You know what that means where I come from? Oh! Gayness 69.
Oh! So we were like, so I'm a fan of his work. So I was like, all right, let's go. You know what I mean? It was brutal. Like I was at one point ready to just get up and walk out and say,
for what,
like,
with Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Yeah, dude, the first fucking hour of it takes place in Charlie Bucket's shitty little shack. And
oh, at the grandparents in bed?
Yeah, the whole thing. Oh. And it's just a meditation on being poor and being depressed. So it's like
– I could do that at home.
Yeah, it's like I'm not fucking paying for this. And the theater's packed with kids.
Did you pay for it or did you get a comp ticket?
No, we paid for them.
Oh, okay.
But the theater was packed with kids. It was a Saturday matinee show. And I'm looking around and like not one kid gives a fuck on what's going on the stage because the whole set is colored black. And everybody's poor, and the mother's got a solo about how poor they are. The father's got a solo about how they never see each other. Charlie Bucket's got a solo about how he'll never get a golden ticket because they're too poor. The grandparents are failures. Like, it's the most depressing fucking shit.
Well, it's
I've
the
ever
stuff
seen.
You didn't see in the film, though. Maybe it's the little backstory that makes it even more. You're rooting for Charlie even more.
Fuck. It drives it home.
Oh my god! I mean, there were cool bits like how they found the people with the golden tickets. A giant TV set came up, and they acted out Augusta Gloop getting it on the TV. There was clever bits to it, but then the second act, finally, Willy Wonka enters the scene in the second fucking act, and for some reason, the only colors they used in his factory are grays and blacks. It's like
so it's not colorful and
it's
magical.
It's further depressing.
Right.
It's further depressing. And, like, nobody gives a shit. Like, none of the actors gave a shit. I didn't give a shit. The audience didn't give a shit. Sal's getting fucking all worked up and depressed because he just spent his money on this shit. It was like – and then we went and did our two shows. So the only free time I had – and I deserve it. I'm the one who bought tickets to see Charlie and the Chocolate Factory in London. I deserve what I get.
Is that a London story? It feels like it's a London story. Like, I don't originally.
Know. It has a very Dickensian feel to it, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know.
I wouldn't be surprised if that was a British author who wrote that, right? Would you?
I wouldn't be surprised.
It's Raul, isn't it? Who is it?
I forget. I'll look it up.
Was Mike TV in it?
He was in it.
Did he make an appearance?
He was in it, and the actor who paid him got switched halfway through the play. So some shit went down backstage.
Oh, so in the middle of the middle
like,
of
this is too fucking depressing.
Yeah.
A different actor, just had to step in out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Wow, I wonder how often that happens. That's got to be a rarity.
Well, they're little stage kids, so you know they're annoying little fucking little bastards, all of them. So God knows what went on. Like
Author is Roald Dahl.
Yeah, Roald Dahl.
Wasn't he the guy? He was like, he had like this crazy fucking life. Before this,
I think so.
He was like an airman, like a fighter pilot, World War II. He had all this like crazy fucking shit happen.
It was brutal. So,
are you a fan of the Willy Wonka?
The Gene Wilder one, it was that's what I was hoping for. That was weird and like dark.
You know, it was like an acid trip, right?
Yeah, like I'm down for that.
I never liked that movie,
but I will say this: the ants. Are in full fucking – like the audience, every fourth shirt was a Tell 'Em Steve Dave cool. Ant or a Four Color Demon shirt. It was the outpouring of ant love there was fucking like nothing I've ever seen.
I have a total 180 to yours, but just as like what you're saying.
I went to an IJ show. They wouldn't stop cursing. It was depressing.
I went to the Devil's game the other night. And for the first time – and Tell 'Em Steve Dave history. The game is letting out, and everybody's like trying. Everybody's going in opposite directions to find their exit where they got to go out. And someone walking towards me, I see Tell 'Em Steve Dave Andrews. The first time I'm out in the real world, and I see somebody that has a Tell 'Em Steve Dave piece of clothing.
Yeah, it's never happened.
And the Devils got shellacked that game. It was a fucking horrible game. And it made not only my night, but it made my weekend. As I walked by, I had my hoodie up. And I just walked by and I pointed to the jersey. And I go, hey, man, that's a cool jersey. And I just kept walking. And I don't know if the guy even knew it was me.
Oh, really?
So you could have made his fucking weekend.
But like I'm telling you, he was walking in the opposite direction. There was no time for us to stop. I just had time to go, hey, man, cool jersey.
That's cool, dude.
But boy, it felt very satisfying.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. I what happened to me when Joe and I were walking to Manchester to grab a bite to eat. A guy, I wish I remembered his name. He was such a nice guy. Came up to us in a four color and I was wearing my every night on stage. The London shows, I wore my Tell 'Em Steve Dave shirt, and in Manchester, I wore the four color demons, and it was great, dude. It was very cool.
Yeah, it was. I mean, so you've even at that point though, you know that there's a congregation are going to come in to see your live shows, so it's a good bet. But have you ever been out in the real world? Like, let's just say you're just out at a Walmart.
Yeah, it happened in Vegas, in a casino in Vegas about a month ago.
Okay.
Yeah,
so it has happened.
It's happened to me two or three times. Yeah.
That's the first time it's ever happened where I was just out and it was
happened
just
in an airport. Yeah, it's cool though.
Yeah, oh, very cool.
Yeah, that's why – that's like I always will like – try and like fucking latch on to them and like, you know, talk to them.
I didn't try to latch on.
No, it's okay. No, they don't want you to. But yeah, I missed doing this show. It's good to be back. Yeah. I'll miss next week now.
Oh, you're missing next week too?
Well, I leave town tomorrow. I'm gone for 10 days. So
you might miss 2 weeks.
If we do two episodes. No. I'll be back in time.
All right.
Yeah, I'll be back in time.
Well, let's try to do two.
We could do.
What was that? Remember, let's play two. Remember? That was an old saying, baseball saying.
Let's play
two. It's a good day for two.
Doubleheader.
Yeah.
I never heard that saying.
Yeah, I mean, I'm probably saying it wrong, as usual. But.
I'm down because I tell you.
I probably don't get the sports reference as usual.
No, I'm going to talk. It's a 40s reference. Baseball was America's pastime.
Yeah.
It's not anymore.
When did it stop?
Probably in the 60s when football just exploded.
Football, right?
And the NFL just took over.
Will it change again or football for good now?
Oh, football is even with all the things that they're doing, trying to do to change football. You know, some would say for the better. I still think its hold on America will never be broken. Maybe Greek Turkish wrestling cue. I don't know if you listened to last week's episode, but
no, I did not.
But
Walt came in with something that none of us were aware of. That in Turkey, there's these guys that will wrestle.
It's the national sport of Turkey.
It's been going on for like 900 years. Like, I'm not even kidding.
Right. And they wrestle by putting – yeah. They have to put their hands down each other's pants.
On their junk?
And on the back.
Gaina 69?
By Gaina 69. Well, it is like in a weird way, like Walt pointed out, like all these guys are like – Brad Pitt looking motherfuckers,
right. Cut
ripped,
too.
Good looking, in booty shorts, and they're
not booty shorts. They were like special little, pants, but they're not shorts.
Black right. shorts.
They're not shorts.
They're trying
like,
to grab.
They're
their
like they're like you know or like what those girls wear like they're up to here, up to their knees. I forget what they're called.
Like biking shorts.
Yeah, something like that.
Capri pants?
Capri pants, okay, that's it. Black leather capri pants.
I think Edgar might be a Turkish oil wrestler because he's constantly mowing the lawn in these jean shorts that he cut into capri pants. It's really weird. Well, I have to quickly give a shout out to the Capitol Grill in New York City. I gave Pam and Edgar tickets to go see the Book of Mormon for
– Oh, my God. Did they like it?
They loved it.
Yeah.
But what they loved even more was Capitol Grill.
It's great, right?
They were treated like royalty, Pam says.
Yeah.
She dropped my name. I don't know how how they would know me, but they were really, really good to them.
How does that happen?
How does my mother drop?
Yes.
Awkwardly. Unsanctioned. She's like, oh, my son gave us tickets to blah, blah, blah.
My son.
He's on
TV.
Yes, yes. The only time it ever worked out for me in a way that I was like, fucking no way. I think I talked about it was she told some guy at Food Town who was like a checkout guy. And he was like, oh, I used to work in Hollywood. And I was like, oh, yeah, like thinking whatever. And it turned out he was a co-writer on Henry, Portrait of a Serial Killer.
And he was working at Food Town?
Oh, you've talked about this before.
Yeah. He was a checkout guy at Food Town. And I didn't believe him because I knew that McNaughton wrote it. But I went and looked up the credits and like I knew his name was Richard something or other. And sure enough, his name is there, Richard Fire, I think, or something. And I walked away thinking the same thing. Like, this is a dude who co-wrote one of the most memorable, brutal, fucking psychological horror movies
right.
of all time. Really made by Rooker, you know, but he's checking people out and like he's not a young guy. And I saw Rooker at a con one day and I brought it up to him and he goes, oh yeah, I remember him. He was like, he stuck around for a little while, but then he went to New York. He wanted to write plays or something. Mm. He goes, that's why we're here doing this. So we don't have to work a Food Town later on.
That's a rough business.
Oh, God.
He's just building up that war chest, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. But Pam can't. It's one of those things where I'm like, come on, man. Like, thankfully, I'm not with her when she does it a lot. But
it worked out for her.
It did work out for her. Yeah, they're really, really good to her.
What did they do? Did they comp the fucking bill?
Brought free champagne.
Off of your name.
Brought free dessert.
Wow.
Brought
was the one on 51st?
The one that we go to.
Yeah, they're so good there, man. They
did you say they think it was Brian Singer? Was that something?
Yeah, they thought Brian Johnson from The Breakfast Club. they were actually copping him off a fictional character.
Nothing against you, but
oh no, not at all, not at all.
Come on. Even if it was me, you do. Her? But how the fuck how does a restaurant a business? How are they okay with being like we'll give them free champagne?
I don't know.
Right? They get talked
you know
about
why? Because
on
we're talking about
them
right now.
Yeah. Which they had no idea that was going to happen. Or if it and
maybe
in
dedicate
reality,
an
what,
episode of comic book.
In reality, what will it really do?
Dude, I wouldn't be surprised if she was like, it is a podcast and she knows Brian Quinn. And then they're like, oh, okay. Well, yeah, maybe they said you were their son.
maybe. I love that. I love that spot. That's my favorite.
Well, that's the reason I recommended it because we've been there a couple of times and it is really good.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think she was happier with the restaurant than the play.
The play.
But they like to play a lot too. Cool. I would like to see it. That and Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Is that making its way to America?
Ever? I mean, it's definitely profitable because everybody brought their kids to see it, but I can't see it even. How the fuck is Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory all in grays and blacks?
Like, maybe it's for the candy. Does the candy come out?
Well, they have one scene that's set in that room with the green grass. That's all where you could eat everything, the chocolate waterfall. But it's so dimly lit that it might as well be fucking black. And then the rest of the factory, the room where Veruca gets, you know, hits the squirrels that are eating the nuts, all black. The room where she turns into a violet, she turns into a big fucking all fucking black. Like it's weird, man. It was really weird.
It's strange that they wouldn't go to color when once you reach Wonka's factory.
It should be like an explosion of colors.
The rest of their life is like that. It's just monotone. There's no color to it. There's no life to it. And then when they finally get to the factory, then that shit.
Like, and they have this clever effect where they're running in place, but they're projecting them running through the factory.
Right.
But they use like just a warehouse. They're just in a warehouse. It's brick wall with metal struts. Like, there's nothing to it. It was just very bizarre, man. There's like so many weird choices. So there you go.
London. And for those who ask, Walt, will you ever fly for any reason?
I can never say I won't. They're very well.
Can you say you won't for Tell 'em Steve Dave?
Just for telling, like for
like for a show.
Yes.
Okay. Will you like, please make that clear?
Yeah. Like if I needed a heart transplant and I had to like fly to get it.
Right.
Yeah. Of course. Like a life or death. I'm on a plane. But
I said the only way you would do it is if you were actually dead and they were going to bury you in Ireland.
Why does that come up?
Because people keep wanting you to do shows, especially since we announced the New York Podfest.
Did we even ever announce it?
Well, they did.
Twitter.
So.
Oh, but you should announce it on the podcast. Not everybody listens to or watches Twitter, I don't think, do they?
Well, they'd watch Q's Twitter.
Every listener does?
Yeah, probably. I would imagine most. I mean, we're going to announce it anyway. What, do you know what to go to, Q? I saw your tweet.
Well, just go to your Twitter or my Twitter.
Getting nervous about it already.
Are you really?
Yeah. Stressed out about it already. You start getting all these emails about it, and I'm like, oh, God.
What do you mean, all these emails?
Hold on. Before you talk people out of enjoying it. May 20th at the Bell House, we have
– that's in Brooklyn.
In Brooklyn. We have been invited to be the opening night crown jewel of the New York City podcast.
Headliners, baby.
Headliners. An 11 p.m. show. Tickets are on sale now. I mean, off one tweet, we already sold them over half the tickets. So
there may not be tickets left
by the time they hear this.
Yeah. It depends on how quick you guys put it. I'll tell you what, I won't do another tweet about it till after this episode drops. So you should get it out. Actually, the 9 p.m. show, guys, we fucked. I've never listened to, although I know a lot of people like it.
It's an anti-slut shaming podcast.
I'm all down for that.
Well, I'm going to shame the hell out of them.
Why? You're anti-slut?
Well, I will be for that.
Okay. 9 p.m. Risk is one of the guys from The State, that old sketch comedy Michael Ian Black and Michael Showalter were in. And they're doing a book release party that night there. So I'm actually hoping that some of The State guys show up because those guys are great. And then Tell 'em Steve Dave, 11 p.m.
11 p.m. Q.
Yeah, I know, Walt.
I'm very, very happy to hear, though, that you are not drinking anymore, though, before shows. That no. Because I thought by 11 that it might be
– no.
You might be need like –
no, well,
get his stomach pumped.
I'm operating at a different level now.
Awesome.
I can't be up there drunk, goofing around anymore.
Okay,
can't do.
Good to hear.
Space monkeys, I can.
That doesn't make any sense.
It makes a lot of sense.
It doesn't make any
it
sense.
Does.
Though. Why?
Because
you're not in space monkeys. He doesn't want to answer to your ass.
Because I think there is room for that in the world. But I don't think Tell 'em Steve Dave is, and I know for sure the fucking Tenderloins aren't. So.
Okay, so but again, no, I don't know. The stress starts to build already, and it feels like I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna try to.
You're a natural showman, man.
Yeah.
Come on, you.
I think you're gonna enjoy it, man. Are we gonna bring Gidim?
I definitely want to have some. I definitely want to have some guests if we can, like come out and do something at the end.
All right.
Like maybe a game.
All right.
You know, like we'll split into teams. We'll bring maybe bring a member from the audience up, and we'll play a an old Tell 'em Steve Dave game.
Amazing.
To end it.
Amazing.
With something some, something
with some something familiar faces. You're listening to Tell 'em Steve Dave, and this show is brought to you today by Audible. Okay, here's the host endorsement, Declan. Get him.
Yes, Walt.
What are you going to call me before that? You yes, boss?
I didn't try to say boss.
Wait, you ever read any good books lately? Have you listened to any good books lately?
Well, I'm thinking about getting The Run of His Life. It's about O.J. Simpson. It's what they're basing the new television show, The People vs. O.J. Simpson, on.
Did you hear – well, you told me that breaking news today that they found a knife on O.J.'s
estate. A construction worker found a bloodstained knife, gave it to an off-duty cop, and he turned it over last month.
Why did it take him so long to turn it over?
I don't know. Probably trying to sell it. Trying to make some hay.
What would you do if you were hired to work on OJ's estate and you're digging around?
Okay.
And you found a knife. What would you try to sell it, or would you turn it in?
I'd probably put it up on eBay after I get Q to sign it. Give me some teeth money out of that.
All right. So what was it? What's the name of the book?
The Run of His Life.
I'm sure Audible has it.
I'm actually going to go on their website because it's really easy to get on their website.
If you go to audiblepodcast.com/TSD, you're going to be able to get a free audiobook. And they have over 180,000 titles from virtually every genre. You'll find what you're looking for, and you'll get a free audiobook with that 30-day trial by signing up today at audiblepodcast.com/TESD. Just a note, the way they track conversions is through using the TSD tag. So you have to go to www.audiblepodcast.com/TESD. Is it on there?
Yes, it is. And it's free with your 30-day trial.
And it's a good book, huh?
It's about the O.J. Simpson trial.
Is there anything left to discover about the O.J. trial at this point?
I think it's all the stuff that was going on behind the scenes, the infighting.
Between the lawyers?
Between the lawyers, the bickering.
What's that show that's on now? Isn't there a hot TV show?
The People vs. O.J. Simpson on FX.
You watched it?
I've been watching every Tuesday.
Are you this enamored with the O.J. trial back when it was going on in 95 or whatever it was?
No, because I was in school at the time. The only thing I remember is when the verdict came in, some kid came down – because I went to school in Newark, New Jersey. Okay. Some kid came down the hall and was opening every door screaming, "We won, we won, we won."
Did you get up and cheer and run out and you had no idea what – finally, you're a winner. You had no idea what you won?
I was confused.
Did you feel – when you find out what he was screaming, did you feel like you were a winner, or did you feel like you were like –
well, no, because I've been following the trial and I thought he was –
He thought he was guilty.
Yeah. Which he was found guilty in the civil trial.
And any of these books and TV shows, did they change your mind, or do you still feel he's guilty?
Actually, I've read on Reddit that there's other theories that it was actually O.J.'s son who did it. And okay. O.J.
How old was O.J.'s son at that point?
I don't really know.
Was he like 10?
I don't know. But O.J. took the fall for his son. So,
all right.
You know, it kind of, if you look at it, you know, the coincidence.
Will we ever see a trial like that kind of circus ever again in our lifetime?
I don't think so, because I think they've learned their lessons from said trial.
Who's learning their lessons? The state?
Everybody has. The defense and the prosecution.
Well, so we'll never see a trial of that kind of entertainment, of pure entertainment ever again, where like it was the topic at every water cooler every day for years.
The only way I could see something like that is that if they started prosecuting Clinton. With all her secret emails and Bill Clinton blocking people from voting.
But we're not talking about two people. She didn't murder anybody, though.
Supposedly she has.
Clinton?
Vince Foster. Yep, Vince Foster.
That's right.
Vince Foster was supposedly killed,
that's
and there's
right.
a bunch
yeah,
of
the
other
Clintons,
ones.
They do. There are some weird conspiracy theories out there.
It's almost overkill-ish quality.
All right. So audiblepodcast.com/TESD. Get yourself get in the game. Start to get informed. Like get them.
Yes.
I got some Hitler news, man. Oh,
okay.
Wait a minute. You Hitler learn something new every day. That was it, right? Or for your information.
Well, now that you've confirmed that you will never fly to do a Tell 'em Steve Dave show, people can stop making the Mr. T joke about fucking drugging your milk. Holy shit.
I get it too. I know.
We've heard it. We've heard it.
We made it. We were the first to make it.
Yeah. Somebody said to me, they said, do what I was told to do to my friend who won't get on a plane, roofie. Yeah. So I said, do you honestly think I'm going to waste one of my roofies on Flanagan? Oh. Just kidding, girls. Just kidding. Not kidding, guys. Gain is 69. Boy!
This the Hitler story, Q?
Oh, yeah.
This broke last week. This hit.
Oh, I know what this is.
Right. I love, like I said, I'm really on a real high with the answer right now. There, when this story broke, I must have gotten at least 30 emails in an hour span of people alerting me to this news story. I mean, that's how awesome it is right now. When another anything in Hitler comes up,
you get it.
I like there is like a hotline.
Your name is synonymous with it. It's awesome.
People are sending me links.
Like, you know the NSA is on your ass, right? They're like,
oh, no way.
What the fuck is with all this Hitler shit?
No way. What's all with the Hitler chatter?
There's no – the NSA – if NSA is
There's
still monitoring
Hitler chatter,
then they've got – then they're going to need – they need a new director because Hitler
– There's not a threat anymore. Really. Not so much.
Right? I mean, if somebody's monitoring Hitler topics that are being bandied around.
Yeah.
What a waste of time at this
point. Well, especially since like 99% of them are like, micro penis, one ball.
That's what you Hitler knew something. You Hitler learned something new every day. That's what it is.
Right.
Obviously, you've heard it too. I mean, it just
was big news.
Is it big? Well, ironically, little news. Yeah. It turns out that they speculate he had a micro penis.
Like infantile genitalia.
Could be now be called the German curse, I guess.
It could be called the curse. I mean, any number of nationalities, yeah. I couldn't get any poom for 2 weeks thanks to those boys. Oh, yeah, I couldn't get any poom for years thanks to them. And my little dick. I never heard it was the Irish curse. I never even really heard it was the Asian curse. I heard it was a stereotype.
Yeah.
Not a curse, but.
Oh, the Irish curse? Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I thought the Irish curse was just being like a drunken shit.
Now that's just enjoying life.
It turns out.
Space monkeys.
He had a genitalia abnormality.
Right.
He had an undescended testicle. And a rare condition called penile hypospadias, in which the urethra opens on the underside of the penis.
So he's like pissing through the base of his
cock.
It's like if you put a straw and you put a hole in the middle of the straw, that's what it would be.
My someone I know, son was born with that. And he had to go, the poor kid.
They named him Hitler.
He went, no. No, his name was Sal Vulcano. But they had to have, they have the corrective surgery that the kid had to go through.
And they give you a lot of testosterone.
Yeah.
So it's treatable now, but they theorized back when Hitler was born, there's no way that the medical community was, could have treated it. And, there's also a theory that he was very, very, very uninterested in sex.
Oof. Well, the only girlfriend you know of was Eva Braun, right?
Well, I mean, she's the big name, you know. Right, that's the only one. But apparently, he had a couple other girls.
He took many lovers.
No, not as lovers. Maybe just as
concubines,
as companions.
Yeah. Oh, female companions, really?
Hmm. Mustaches.
Now, do you think
Hitler mustaches?
Did he call them beards back then? Yeah. That's fucking good. That's good. Did you mean that?
No. Did I say that wrong?
No, it's supposed to be a beard.
Oh, it's even better.
But that was an ingenious joke. Yeah, I should cut that. do you think it's one of those things where it's like, look, we haven't fucking ranked on Hitler enough. Let's just say he had a little dick too.
I say that. I think that too. It's just like, but isn't it bizarre that we can't go a couple of months without a new Hitler story hitting the internet?
Right.
It's weird, isn't it?
From something as relatively benign as like, hey, in Thailand, they're using them to advertise like air conditioners to like, he pissed through the base of his cock and it was really little.
No,
his one ball didn't drop.
They want so – I mean, I understand why.
The screen name was Gayness 69.
In no way, shape, or form am I defending it, Hitler. Hitler. 69. But they want so badly to write in gigantic fucking letters, micro penis for Hitler. Right. Like they, well, they, like that could – it had to be screamed from the top of every mountain and see on the internet that he had a micro penis. I mean, to me, I'm like, we really – I mean –
But now, but look at how much joy it's bringing us.
Is it unnecessary? Probably not. But
now, did you Google like micro penis or like infantile genitalia, like that whole thing? Did you Google it to see what it looks like?
Of course.
It's fucking
nuts, I didn't look at
right?
it. No.
I've been watching The Wire. Have you seen that?
I have not. It's on my list.
Oh, fucking. What is his name? Kenneth. He was Chalky White in Boardwalk Empire.
He's great.
He's unbelievable in this. He's so
everybody
good.
Keeps saying that about him. What's his character's name? Like
Omar. Omar Cummin. He's like such a menace.
Yeah.
Like it's so great. But what the fuck was I talking about?
Micropenis. Did you ever Google it? And then you're for some reason you're
then I started
up
thinking
the
of
fucking
The Wire.
Shit,
no, I totally lost my train of thought.
Did someone on The Wire have a micropenis?
No, they didn't. Ugh. Nobody did. Not that I'm aware of.
That's a micropenis.
Oh, yes, yes.
That can't be
real. Fifth season, they were doing an autopsy on a guy, and the guy's naked. And they're like slowly pushing in, and the dude's dick is so little. Like if you're an actor, like it was so little that he wasn't hard, but it was still standing up. That's how, like, I mean, I would have been like, let me chub up. Or like, I don't know. Can I not play this? Maybe play something else. It was shameful, man.
What do you think about the casting for, you never read Dark Tower, right?
No, I did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did. I have the hardcovers.
What do you think about the casting of Idris Elba as Roy?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I have the stand. I did not read Dark Tower series.
Okay.
I have been watching 11/22/60.
Oh, is it good?
It's all right.
Yeah?
I mean,
I like the book.
The book is good, but they rush through it.
Really?
They have to. I guess because the book is so long. They're like, bang, like second episode. They're already like halfway through the book.
Oh, yeah.
8-part series.
Shit. No. I heard good things about it. Yeah.
So that's all the Hitler news you got, Walt?
I'm off. You know, every couple months, like I said, you can bet that there'll be more Hitler news soon coming down the pike.
Could you do this job, Walt? The store closes.
Yes.
Mike hangs himself in the basement and lights the store on fire, so you're out of a job.
I thought he hung himself because the store was closing. He just hung himself.
No, he hung himself and wanted to take your livelihood with you.
Well, can I ask you a question? Was that just to get to the store closing?
Yes.
Okay. So you could have just – the store could have just closed.
Just did it close. All right.
Mike would be the last person, I think, of my circle of friends. Mm-hmm. I think Mike would be the last on my list of the person I think like one of your friends is going to commit suicide. I think he'd be the last on there. He just strikes me as that's not him.
Yeah, well, he does buy all that survival shit like should a zombie apocalypse happen.
Yeah,
so.
he's a liver.
By any means necessary. Like I see somebody who looks like tired walking around and I'm like, zombie, I should probably kill myself.
I'm not saying it's you either. I don't think it's you either. I think that the fact that you did so much to try to get back and to regain your health proves to me that there's no give up in you either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Glutton for punishment. But okay, so you have to have a new job, right? Now this is a guy who if you can see his he was in a war and his right eye, do you see what it is?
Is it glass?
It's a Captain America shield.
Oh, boy.
He got a glass eye or a fake eye.
So his face got blown up a little bit?
I guess so.
Okay.
All right. So now his job is to bust pedophiles to protect children and shit. Now, you know, he got blown up in somewhere, I guess. I guess it would have been this last war.
In the Middle East.
Yeah, definitely in the Middle East.
So it's like it's not enough that he was a hero in war and got catastrophically wounded. He comes home and he bests pedophiles.
And yeah, right.
So just a great human being.
He works alongside law enforcement teams executing warrants and serving as a computer forensic analyst as part of a year-long unpaid internship. That means scanning computers and external hard drives on site to determine whether the suspect possesses child pornography and critically whether the suspect is producing it.
Sift through thousands.
Well, no, I mean, no.
Captain America?
I mean, he scans it. Yeah, it's not a real it's that's decorative. When they say scan, they're like they look through all the
Oh, okay. I think it's like some new thing. Like it could just like it just pinpoints
they
it.
They then injected him with super serum.
But it has to be – it's not like he can – he just has to grab a suspected person's hard drive, right?
Well, he has to go through all the – he has to go through the hard drive to see.
How does he acquire the hard drive?
I guess the law enforcement guys go out. Well, he doesn't go out. He just looks at it. He's just sits there. Yeah.
Okay.
But he has to sift through thousands and thousands of images of adults sexually assaulting children. Is that the kind of
job? Wait. Why does he have to go through a thousand? If you find one, isn't that enough? Case closed.
You still got to catalog them all.
Well, yeah, you probably have to catalog them because it's like, what if it's not the same victim, right? Like you want to make sure that these kids are not at risk anymore.
So it
has nothing to do with the Captain America. I'm starting to regret having brought it up.
I couldn't figure out why you were bringing it up then.
Because you like comics and I'm like, maybe you'll like this. But you seem to be, you know, making that the center point of the story.
Could I do that job? Well, he's not even getting paid to do it. It sounds like he's doing it for free, right?
Right. Which makes him even – more suspect? Are you saying
suspect? Really?
Well, who volunteers for that?
Someone who wants to put an end to child pornography. It's
or I think you're saying like someone who's like, I mean, and look, it wouldn't be the first guy. I'm not saying this about him at all. I sincerely doubt
you guys. It's turning weird. Yeah, why are you guys going down this road? This is a twice over American hero. Yeah,
like he's probably so into it. No, I would have to guess that's not the case.
Why the fuck can't we find a way to pay him?
Now it's
all the fucking money
that's
spent.
Why can't we find a way to pay him? All the fucking money we waste in the government buying $5,000 toilet seats.
Right.
You know, why can't we pay this guy to
this guy's my one
job?
Eye is doing double duty.
Right. I would put a Captain America shield in the other eye too. I would want to see that.
I thought this was weird though. They said the U.S. is the largest producer of child porn in the world and home to the most commercial child porn websites.
How is that possible?
I guess you – like, you know, they go through like – what was that? The dark net or whatever, or dark web or whatever.
I thought it would be
Thailand. And then it reroutes. Yeah. I would think it would be other countries. Yeah, like countries with –
shit countries.
Right. Our Thai ants have countries. Just all tuned
– There ain't no Thai ants.
Yeah, what was that? Shithole? What was
shithole
that?
Shithole countries.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, it was shithole countries.
No, it was the greatest shitholes on the face of the earth or something like that. We're going to do
world's greatest shitholes.
Yeah.
We know Thailand's on here. I don't care.
Yeah.
I didn't do any research. I guarantee it's a top 10, though.
I've seen the movies.
there are a lot of – in Thailand, there's a lot of sex tourism. That people end up going there. And a lot of lady boys and shit too. Yeah. Tricking guys, tranny tricking them. Since 1998, they've reviewed more than – not him personally, but this sector. 158 million images and videos from 300,000 unique computers. Now, you got to choose. You got to do that job or you got to be the guy that runs the drones that it's like, we think fucking –
drones.
Alibaba, not the even, fucking it's the not terrorist
even, it's
is
not
here.
Even, it's not even. Don't even know if to go any further.
Drones.
I agree.
It's just like
drones.
It's like I'm playing a video.
I'd rather take out a hostile people, felt. The wrong people, than look at child porn.
That's how I felt too. That it's like it feels like a video game. But they say there's a high rate of depression with these guys.
What, the drone dudes?
Yeah, the drone guys.
I mean, yeah, probably because they get to see the aftermath. We don't get to see it. They cut it off right before.
Doesn't it always seem infrared though?
Like nighttime.
Yeah, but I'm sure you could still see the bits all over the sand.
But terrorists.
What, you mean they're nasty bits?
They're terrorist bits. And I don't want to just – okay, and I don't want to make it just that we're droning people in the sand. I don't want to just make that so anybody has to get upset.
Who else be droning, motherfucker?
I want to make sure I cover my ass. Yeah.
You know, we're down in Beverly Hills droning.
I'm sure Marin there's drone County. Missions in on every corner
Italy.
Of the world.
Yeah. Oh, did you see that? I mean, it's
no reason to drone one particular horrific. Area.
Nothing to drone here.
Nothing to drone here. Yeah.
Move along.
These are not the drones you're looking for.
Did you ever see the episode of South Park where they have everybody has the drones and they're all using the like to peeping toms and shit? And Randy, like somebody sees Randy, he goes, "Oh shit!" And there's a drone chase all over there.
I speaking of jobs, though, just like so I don't forget, though, I chickened out. And not in any other way, I just chickened out because not because I'm a chicken.
Some guy was tapping his foot in a stall next to mine and chickened out on a hand job.
My wife is going to lose her job, and I told her that I would pick up the slack.
Okay.
And I would and I don't know if Comic Book Man's coming back, so I got to pick up the slack. Not depending on that. So I applied for a job online.
What are you, like a fucking Jamaican dude? You got like fucking 19 different jobs.
Yeah, but I have free time still, though.
He's driving a gypsy camp around Redback.
He's Uber and shit. He's an unlicensed hack. You know, I got 2 hours a week. I'm droning motherfuckers. Drive cab a little bit.
So I applied at a major box store, and I got the call to come in. And I drove – I'm getting ready to go there that morning, and I get in a car to go, and I couldn't do it though. And not for any other way that I – because I lied on my all my stuff on my application online. I lied about certain things. Right. I couldn't remember what my lies were, and if I got called on it, I didn't want to get caught in the interview.
Okay.
Somebody.
Now we have to try to figure out. Q, you and I will put our investigative prowess to work.
Right.
What could he possibly have lied about?
I
so you got your basic
my work
information.
History. I lied about my work history. I lied about my education.
What did you say? You said you went to college.
Yeah.
Really? You don't wear that as a fucking badge of honor that it's like
not,
none of us have been
to
college? And we
well,
fucking,
here I can.
What are you applying for? You're going to be a manager there?
Oh, I don't even know if it was managerial.
What is it?
I think it was just working in a store.
Oh, yeah. They look like they need fucking college graduates to be working in the fucking –
But I couldn't remember because I
– Flanagan, shit pile in aisle 11.
but in between me applying and me getting the call
– Right.
I had forgotten about it, and I couldn't remember any of the things I said. I may not even use my real name. I mean, like my
what
middle
are you,
name.
An undocumented fucking no, Mexican no. or something.
I may have used the wrong middle name. I don't know if
Jose
I used the
Flanagan.
Right social security number.
Most people go the other way.
Yeah.
Walter Adolf Flanagan.
I don't use the fucking yeah. Right? You didn't use the right social security number.
Because when I asked my wife when I was doing it online, I was like, "Is it weird that they're asking me for my social security number? Why do they need that right now?
Why are they scamming me?"
Yeah, I thought maybe. Yeah, I don't want to go. I'm not out here fishing. I'm just trying to get a job. I don't want them to get all my info. I didn't think it was safe to do.
Oh, right.
So I figured I would cross that bridge if they called me. And then when they called, I was like, fuck. I don't know what to do here. I don't know if I should just go through with it. I just should have told the truth. And that's a lesson right there. Don't lie.
Yeah, but you don't want that job.
No,
anywhere,
no, no.
Right?
The lesson is don't apply to a box store.
Yeah. No, I don't. I mean, there's people out there listening. And I think it's a good –
fourth job. I mean, Christ
there's
almighty.
There's nothing wrong with it, though. There's nothing
no, there's
about
nothing
here.
Wrong with it whatsoever.
No, not at all. But. It's just that I was a little bit – I didn't know if I would have what it would take to give them my all while I was there too, though. So I don't know. I just got scared. I didn't
know. Now, is it the box store that you used to live next to?
No.
Not even that one?
No. It was down in Asbury.
Down by me?
Yeah.
Are you fucking out of your mind?
Why? Because I think, and I'll say this, and I want to mean, I don't want to say this in a bad way. I don't want anybody to get mad at me, but I know I'd excel there.
No, I agree.
I look around and I'm like, I'd be a good prospect here. Right. I'd be somebody that they would notice and be like,
well, let me put it this way: you would stand
this,
out.
See this whippersnapper, he's got the gumption. We
this
need.
Young go getter, Jose. Here. Yeah, you would definitely stand out.
But in a way, though, that they, I might make some inroads too. So I might climb a ladder. No.
Yeah, climb that corporate ladder.
Is that your plan? Is that still your plan?
Well, I didn't go, and then I didn't even
clearly
call.
It isn't.
Yeah, but I mean, you could.
I can reapply them with all the real information.
Right.
I don't know. It depends.
Would you rather work at like a Home Depot or something?
No, I don't know anything about fixing shit.
What is?
Anybody comes in and is like, what about this?
Neither is anybody there. You ask them, they're like,
true.
They fucking never know where to point you to.
What is the thought process? And I'm not mocking. I'm asking.
Okay.
What is the thought process behind you working a second job and your wife staying home? As
no, 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 not a second job. Literally a fourth job.
Right.
Like what is the fourth job?
Okay, so you work here.
Yeah, that's one.
The TV show.
TV show?
You can't have a TV show if you're not making any money on it now. Just because that's like saying you had a job, you had three jobs when you were a lifeguard and working at the community center. Those jobs are long gone. You're not getting paid for them anymore. I can't count that as my job anymore.
Right.
The money's came in and gone.
Right. We can't say in the future what's going to happen. Right. I can say – doesn't look bad.
Well, yeah, but you don't know though.
Don't know for sure.
Right. But I told my wife because my
tell him Steve Dave practically counts as a job. That's a part time job.
It is.
Doesn't
but we
pay.
Don't know. But you don't know what's going to happen though.
Right.
You know.
Right.
I can't. You know. I want to make sure though. And I actually had an interest in it. I actually thought I would enjoy it.
Really?
I like working in retail. Yeah.
But
especially in retail like that, it would be like going into an alien world.
Right.
Because it would be so different than here.
But then, all right.
Because yeah, everybody's black. That's
No. It would just
so you're
be
not
so
hood
different.
Like me, man.
It would be such a
Those
different atmosphere.
So you're saying that Debbie would not work?
She was afraid that she wouldn't be able to get a job, you know, what she's doing. And I said, well,
she has
you know,
so much experience, though. She could easily.
She has too much experience.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
so they'll hire a kid
she would
right
go
out
in
of school.
A too high of a
yeah.
salary.
So
yeah,
she won't be able to get a teaching job, right? You know, because it's too much experience. And
right. Can you imagine? You've got too much experience. You would be too good.
Well,
we'd rather hire.
But you have to understand the way the world works. If you can hire somebody to do the same exact job at, you know.
Maybe not as
30,
well though, because they don't have the experience.
Rather than 50, why as a corporation or even as a school, why would you? No, it just makes sense economically. Yeah. I mean, that's just the way.
Well,
it
with their budgets, they kind of have to, right?
But you know, I should. I would still do it, but I wonder. But I also didn't know how much time I could really give
you
to
don't
them.
Know how much shit we could have stolen.
And then if the story, the show gets picked up, you have to quit.
Yeah, I would quit.
Yeah. We lost Jose. We never did get a social security number.
He had what it took.
Yeah. He was our most exciting prospect.
But I mean, the hours, I could work some crazy late hours too, though.
But do you know, I know this sounds fucking like you don't like to hear this, but why wouldn't you just draw comics? Like you could do it at home
because if I
You're
haven't gotten a
professional artist,
but a comic job by now, what makes you think I can get one?
But you haven't pursued it. You haven't pursued it. We know people. We know tons of people that. I mean, rather than fucking come on, man.
Like
you would much rather do that, wouldn't you?
When I'm there and I'm walking, when I'm looking around, I'm like, this would be interesting. It would be interesting to work here.
It would be, yes. As a fucking social experiment, I agree. Because I was kidding about. Black people and shit, but it is a hodgepodge of some of the world's most clueless, least interested people. This particular store, where you're just like Walt's been there and I've been there, and you're just like, would you fuck? There's one guy there. He's like this older dude who names every single thing that he rings up, and he has to explain shit to you. It's Walmart is what it is.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
Let's just call it what it is. It's Walmart.
Yeah.
And
I don't know if that – remember I fell in love with that girl with the scar on her face for like 2 years?
Oh, that was Best Buy.
Yeah.
She was cute.
She had that huge scar. I thought I can get her.
Yeah.
But I don't see anything
– Come here.
I've never seen anything anything that any – like, well, I wouldn't be – I would tell people, not a problem. Like, I would rather say I work in Walmart than I work in a comic book store. It just working at a comic book store. It sounds
now my daughters
juvenile.
Are proud.
It just sounds so ridiculous.
I don't in this day and age. I don't think so. I think a lot of people are like, especially this store. I think people are like,
okay, yeah.
He's lucky.
If I have to he's throw lucky. That out too, yes. Mm-hmm. But if you're just meet somebody on the street and you're like, I work at a comic book store,
mm-hmm.
at your age,
oh, that happens to you a bit often. Like, yo, motherfucker, where do you work?
What's your social security number?
I'm trying to work here.
No, like if I've definitely when I'm out, well, when I'm getting my hair cut.
Right.
Just the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so off today? I'm like, no, I'm just getting home from work. Oh, where do you work? I work at a comic book store.
I scan child porn and do drones part time. I work at a comic book store, and then she's like, or him.
It just sounds – it doesn't sound all that
It sounds awesome
impressive.
To me. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't – I mean, and what? You turn around and you're like, so what's it like to cut hair every single day of your life? That must right. be fucking fascinating, listening to people talk about bullshit nonstop.
I guess.
Yeah.
I guess it's all perspective.
It's totally perspective because the people at Walmart are like – He gets to work at a comic book store and he doesn't have to wear a fucking vest and he kind of comes and goes like when he wants. He's the manager of the store. He's got fucking recognition factor. People want like how many people do you think walk in and they're like, hey, can I get a picture with you? Walmart person? Yeah.
But that what's so wild.
I know that doesn't mean anything to you, but these are people that don't have that and have never had that. So that may be exciting to them. You're jaded.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Probably true. Tell him, Steve, Dave.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everyone I know is gonna die from a drug overdose their doctor's hat. Prescribed to them because painkillers are safer than marijuana. Yeah, right, this country is a joke and we are the punchline. We're all so fucked. If you wanna know what's really going on in this government, you're out of channels to watch. Cause they control them all.
This has been a production of Smodco Internet Radio.